USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Oversight Committee is looking into Jared Kushner's use of private email and the messaging program WhatsApp to conduct official government business.
This is outrageous.
Congressman Anthony Brown of Maryland is a member of the House Armed Services and House Ethics Committees.
It not only violates the Presidential Records Act, which is, you know, just intended to kind of memorialize and capture official communications, but given Mr. Kushner's background where he had his security clearance application denied by then Chief of Staff John Kelly, only to be overridden by his father-in-law, the President, it certainly raises national security concerns.
President Trump has overturned a long-standing U.S. policy regarding the Israeli occupied Golan Heights, saying that after 52 years, it's time to fully recognize Israel's sovereignty over that region. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern joined thousands of mourners near one of the mosques in Christchurch, where 50 people were killed when a gunman opened fire 1 week ago. Addressing the Muslim community, she said, "New Zealand mourns with you. We are one." Takiri Jimmy was there.
Very sad day, as it's only been a week for those poor people that have gone. But I hope that this is a way of bringing people together.
Imam Jamal was leading the prayer.
We have shown that New Zealand is unbreakable. And that the world can see in us an example of love and unity.
The observance comes a day after Ardern announced the ban on assault weapons. Nearly 100 people are dead after an overloaded ferry carrying families to an amusement park along the Tigris River in Mosul, Iraq, capsized and sank. They were celebrating the Kurdish New Year and Mother's Day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A majority of Americans feel that circus animals are rarely treated well, and they would support a ban on using wild animals in any circus. John Clemens has more.
The Monmouth University poll found 54% of those surveyed would favor a law to prohibit the use of wild animals in circuses, while 34% would oppose such a law. The poll also revealed 74% of politically self-described liberals would support the prohibition. Meanwhile, the majority of Americans believe wild animals in aquariums, zoos, safari parks, and in marine parks are usually well-treated. I'm John Clemens.
Teachers in Indiana who took part in an active shooter drill were then shot execution style with pellets that caused injuries. More from WTTV's Randy Spieth.
It saddens me that you have to have this sort of training to begin with.
Dan Holub and the state's Teachers Association want to make sure one thing doesn't happen.
The teachers are there. They don't know this is coming. All of a sudden, they're being asked to turn around and they're shot at.
Earlier this year, the White County Sheriff's Office led a drill where deputies shot teachers with airsoft guns, and some teachers said the pellets actually injured them.
People are actually, you know, being injured bodily because of the responsibilities that they now have in our school systems.
The Indiana Teachers Association is asking that lawmakers make sure this type of training isn't used in any district in the state.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.